Hello, my name is Corey, and I am a Star War.
My name is Corey, and I am a Star War.
And my name is Jim, and I am also a Star War.
And we are a Star War. So topic for this mini episode is, if they did a what-if type series for Star War, what alternative storyline would you like to see? This was a topic that Corey Martin came up with. So Corey Martin's going to start as soon as I get this timer started on this mini episode. Y'all, I'm not good with my phone this evening. And go, 20 minutes.
Okay, so this is really just an excuse for me.
Let's go.
To dive into my favorite fan theory that I'm not saying I created, but I don't think I've seen it articulated the way that I, you know, sometimes when you like get a little, and then you're watching the show and you see things on a different level.
I think
sometimes
we might be a little,
a little bit. So I was thinking, I was watching New Hope. I was watching the original trilogy. It occurred to me, you know, like the way that we keep talking about how they're going back and kind of fixing things. And, you know, you could argue that we all for 20 years were like, how is it going to blow up the thing with one shot? That's so stupid. So they made a whole movie explaining how that worked, like fix the plot hole. So I was thinking like,
that was an original.
Yeah, exactly. So I was thinking when I was watching the sequel, when I was watching A New Hope for the first time, and when you first meet Ben and he says all the things that he says about Luke's dad, which, you know, now that he was like lying and, you know, kind of
from a certain point of view.
Exactly. He wasn't telling the complete story as we now know it in full. And so then it occurred to me that like, well, he lies. Like, and when you first meet Yoda, Yoda's like, oh, you're looking for Yoda, are you? Like, he lies about who he is for a minute. Like, they all do that. He's like, oh, you're looking for Ben? You're looking for Obi-Wan?
Don't know him, but my name is Ben Kenobi.
My name is Ben.
So then I had this, I went real deep, and I was thinking like, well, if they're lying, what could they be lying about? And what if there's more to this? How are we, and it was partly, it was how are we going to fix the duel in A New Hope where Obi-Wan and Vader fight, and it's not that good. Now in retrospect, we're like, oh, we've seen so much better lightsaber fights than that. And we can say that they're old, but we know what Vader did the day before now because
we saw it.
Because we saw it in Rogue One. So we know that he could still whoop the ass. So it's kind of silly. It's kind of silly the way that he just kind of like and jabbing at Obi-Wan.
Obviously, we know where they were filmed 40 years apart too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that I have a theory where they're working together. So
symbiotic.
Yeah. So they, in my world, this is my what if episode. This is my alternative timeline, if you will.
Okay.
Vader goes to Tatooine. He finds Obi-Wan and he's like, look, I'm sorry. I really messed up. And the Palpatine he's been doing all this. It's awful. And I need your help to kill him. And Obi-Wan's like, well, you know, you have a kid. And he's like, what? So, so then they all get together and he's like, yeah, we're actually going to pull in your daughter and we'll use her.
And now, he's like, I have a daughter, también?
Yeah. And he's like, look, I want you to go and capture your daughter. All right. And like, take her hostage. So now we know why he didn't know that she's standing right next to him.
Right. Because he didn't know.
But he knew. And they were faking the whole time. They're like, yeah, I'm going to capture you. I'm not really going to torture you. I guess he did blow up her planet. That's rough.
That was Grand Moff Tarkin, though.
Ugh. Yeah. Ah, but he was standing there. Vader didn't stop it. But anyway, I had this whole theory where they're all working together. Obi-Wan says, listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get your son and I'm going to tell him a little bit about you, but not everything. And then I'll get him to the Death Star and we'll take out there's a whole plan where Obi-Wan and Anakin sat down and figured it out. And that's how all that stuff worked out.
That what if episode to me ends with that conversation between the two of them on Endor before they go up to see the Emperor.
Right.
That honest piece of dialogue between the two of them where mm-hmm. where Vader is not being Vader, he's being Anakin mm-hmm. for the first time.
Yeah.
Y'all smart.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say yeah. I mean, I'm not sort of lucky sometimes. That's about it.
I have a hard time thinking of it for things like that. Like, just from taking a step back and looking at in the big picture, I'm just like, oh, that was a good lightsaber fight. The Miwoks sure did fuck them up.
They sure did.
Mm-hmm. And y'all looking at it like, this is the first time this was Vader or Anakin. I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there. And I think that it would be cool to do all that and kind of plug in a bunch of those little holes that we all still know. Like,
and I feel like they've, and I don't know the name of the character in the MCU that does that hosts the What If stories.
The Watcher.
The Watcher. Okay. So I feel like Rebels introduced the Star Wars version of the Watcher where they could actually do a What If series. And that's the World Between Worlds, mm-hmm. right? Like you could start a new episode within that space and then zero in on one of, you know, an infinite number of possibilities and then watch characters play out differently. Mm-hmm. You hear that, Disney?
Although I suddenly feel the urge to make it known that I hate multiverse stuff in all these shows now, like, because it's just a fake. It's a cheat code to be like, we can do whatever we want.
It's kind of like when Heroes was going really, really well and it was a fun show to watch. Mm-hmm. And then they really started leaning too hard on time travel and then nothing mattered. And exactly. Then the strike happened and then we were all like, eh.
Yeah.
You got tired of it.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting question because this was part of a thing I was listening to earlier in another podcast.
When?
Earlier. They were talking about the World Between Worlds and somebody asked Filoni, like, are you going to fuck around with time travel? He's like, nope. There will be no multiverse type situation in this shit. He was like, you know, Ezra was able to pull Ahsoka out of time when she was having that battle with Vader / Anakin in the Jedi Temple near the end of Rebels season 4.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you see Ezra pull her out of there, but then like she's put back in the same exact spot. Right.
So I didn't rewatch that one. Excuse me. I didn't rewatch that one recently, but I always felt like their decision to put her to save her essentially is what cost Kanan his life.
Really? Because
I mean, I can be wrong. I'm okay with that, but
no, that's. I mean,
I just remember thinking that, and I may not have a good reason for that, but
yeah,
I always felt like there was you couldn't like a situation with Black Widow and Endgame, mm-hmm. right? Like you couldn't do the thing without sacrificing someone.
Well, that's interesting because we just had a whole episode about, you know, basically Ahsoka Tano recaps and getting to know the character and things that happened in the Disney Plus list of essential episodes. That the episode where Kanan dies was not part of that, so nope. I haven't seen that episode in a while.
I did watch that one.
Did you?
Because I went back and watched it.
Yeah. So, like, do you think they'll refer to Kanan at all? Like,
I wish they would.
He and him
Ezra would.
Had a baby. Are we going to see that baby?
Interesting point.
Mm-hmm.
Right? His mm-hmm. name was, like, Jason or some shit. Jason Syndulla. I'm dead serious. I think his name was Jason. So, like, are we going to see that? And then if they're like, well, who was the baby daddy? For the people that haven't seen it, mm-hmm. you know, what do they think? They have no idea, I guess.
They're certainly not going to follow with Jason.
Jason Syndulla. So, more what if stuff. Do you have any other? Because I have nothing.
Yeah, I mean, your what if episode is solid. I love it. What's another one?
Oh, I only had the one good idea. that was why I came up with this question to use my one idea. I mean, if I'm going somewhere else, it would be sequel trilogy stuff. We could do an alternate timeline where
so
Poe and okay, Finn I want to hear that love.
One. I'm going to hear that one. But let me give you a what if prompt for Empire.
Okay.
What if Vader didn't deflect Han's blaster shot there in the ambush scene? What if Han shot Vader down in that scene?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'd have nowhere to steer that. I mean, it can be credits. Nowhere. Right. End credits.
Directed by. Ding, 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 ding.
Maybe so.
No, I don't know. If he, could he get through his armor with just a blaster? Was that?
Probably not.
But that seems foolish anyway.
It seemed like one of those moments in Star Wars where if it had gone the other way, things would have been completely different, right?
Now, the way that it did go, do they sit down and have dinner?
I think they do. I think Vader's that cold-blooded.
They sit down and have dinner, right? And he's like, yeah, my son's coming. He's going to come because I'm going to torture you.
And he's like, serve them cold mashed potatoes, right? Like it's undercooked chicken, right?
Yes.
A chicken he's an asshole. 115 degrees.
Right, like they're going to have diarrhea later. Han Solo is going to get dysentery.
Mr. Vader, why are there only spoons? Can we have a fork? No. Only spoons.
This is a very dark timeline. What is a what if for you, Corey Hanna?
I got nothing. I thought this was a very interesting topic. I was mostly...
All right, hold on. I got one for you then.
Oh, shit.
What if when Cassian Andor gets to the top of the prison and he stops and looks back at Kilo Noi, and Kilo Noi says, bitch, what are you waiting for? And grabs him and they both jump off. What does that show look like when they get to the surface?
I mean, I don't know, because we discussed this, like, do we think he's still on that fucking battle station, or not battle station, but that prison? Do we think he's still there? Do we think maybe he eventually jumped and got somebody to help carry his ass to the shore?
I mean, those are what we hoped would happen. But I'm saying, what if
he is
an Olympic swimmer? What if he has like the equivalent of the gold medal of high dives from his planet?
He's the Michael Phelps.
And he's the Michael Phelps of his world. And he grabs Cassian and throws him off. What happens then? What does that show look like with a guy like him in play? Does he go on to be Snoke?
They just become buddies. Just riding around.
Just like getting into adventures.
Cassian's like, we got to go back to Ferrix and do this thing.
They go to a flea market on Ferrix and they get some ninja stars.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like,
I love this what if.
He's like, Cassian, don't do this rebellion stuff.
This is like the Stranger Things episode.
I think it'd be better if we just go and start a little farm somewhere.
He's like, the lady that I basically think is my mom is a brick now. I got to go find this goddamn brick.
Right. But then they get James Gunn and Meta about it, and he gets a Walkman and is listening to Brick House.
She's a brick.
Too soon.
How?
Too soon.
She might be my dad.
What?
She is a brick.
So that was my what if.
I mean, I got nothing. I wanted to listen to y'all.
Do we believe that clip that's going around where she's saying that when Marva does her final speech, they originally...
I do, because they're all on different fucking home cameras on computers. Like, yeah, she said, fuck the Empire. It's like three different people.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, no, I mean...
At the end of her thing where she says, fight the Empire! Apparently she originally was going to say, fuck the Empire. That's wild.
I believe it.
Let's go, baby. I thought that's where they were heading anyway. I was like, well, Disney ain't going to let this slide. But I was like, this is...
But then Guardians Volume 3.
They did. They did drop it.
I mean, and if you were ever going to use the word fuck in a Star Wars...
You cannot galaxy. Say Phil Flarn, Flarn, Phil.
If they were ever going to say fuck in this universe, that was the chance, really, right? Mm-hmm.
This is the show that gave us our first shit.
And bedroom scenes.
Mm-hmm. So, missed opportunity there on what if. What if they said the fuck?
Yeah.
But they didn't.
There's so many moments in Star Wars where that would have been appropriate. Right? Like,
let's put an F-bomb in each movie
before you pulled something off, before you, like, right after you pulled the thing off, right? Like, there's the celebratory fuck, there's the, oh my god, can we do it, fuck, you know?
When he's in the trench, and he's like, you lose the force, Luke. And he's like, fuck! And then he shoots it.
Or
Vader.
Or, no, same moment, same setup, and Luke is like, fuck? The fuck? Right? Like, there's five different ways to play fuck in that scene.
I think when Vader gets shot and spun out into space in his fighter, I think he probably would have said fuck.
And then somebody else would have said, that motherfucker.
So, which movie? That was what? That was
that's New Hope. Hope.
So, let's start back at one. We got 4 minutes. Let's roll.
Let's go. Phantom Menace. Let's Where's go, the Phantom fuck? Menace. Where's the fucking Phantom Menace?
The first time Jar Jar Binks says anything and we all went, fuck.
Okay, episode two.
Attack of the Clones. I hate fucking sand.
I fucking hate sand. or when the fucking assassin would-be gets shot in the neck, right, at the beginning, and she's like, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And it was Django.
All right,
next.
Episode three.
Ooh.
Revenge of the Sith.
It's got to be in the final duel.
When Yoda drops his lightsaber, he lets out a big old loud.
Oh.
Fuck! How about Obi-Wan's like, bitch, I got the fucking high ground.
And then I think Anakin would have said to him, you cut my fucking legs and arms off and I'm on fire. Would you please fucking kill me?
Yeah. You are my fucking brother, Anakin.
Or he could just look at him and be like, the fuck?
You were supposed to bring balance to the Force.
What the fuck?
Not fucking tear it apart.
All right. Episode four, A New Hope.
We did that.
Trench. You did that.
The trench. Yeah.
All episode right, five, Empire Strikes Back.
Where's the
fucking... When the fucking hyperdrive fails for the second time. You know that Han and Chewie both screamed fuck and punched a lot of the ship.
We don't know for a fact that Chewie did not say fuck.
That's true, because we don't speak Chewie.
Okay, so episode six, Return of the Jedi.
Wicket said it. He said, fuck them up!
Right? Now Luke comes up and they're all celebrating. They got fucking dead stormtroopers that are wrestling. And they're like, what the fuck is going on here? All right, episode seven, The Force Awakens.
Not that one. It's fucking garbage.
There you go. There you go.
Episode eight, The Last Jedi.
Corey Martin in the theater. The fuck? The fuck?
We're out of fucking fuel.
Yes, that's it. Next.
Episode nine. We don't have to.
Fucking somehow.
Right. There's fucking somehow Palpatine returned. Or, so what's your last name? Fucking Skywalker. Nailed it.
That was lightning quick. That was awesome.
What are some other movies? What about Solo?
I don't know.
It's been a minute. I've only seen it a couple times. I haven't seen it 700 times like I've seen Return of the Jedi.
Well, I do think it would be completely justifiable when Han and are trying to escape in the very, very, very beginning.
Oh, from Corellia.
Right, from Corellia. And he gets the fucking speeder. He's like trying to show out for her. He's like, nah, watch it. I can do this thing.
And he gets right? stuck.
And yeah. I'll try spinning. That's a good trick.
Yeah.
And he gets stuck. He gets the thing stuck. That seems like that's it would have been a good moment to say fuck.
Okay.
Fuck. And I think it would have been even funnier for her to say it.
Rogue One.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they get shot by the fucking Death Star.
Well, fuck. Boom.
That's it, right? That's all the movies.
That's
all the movies. I think timer stopped a long time ago.
No, it makes a sound. We haven't heard
the
sound.
We have 1 minute.
That was the shortest 4 minutes ever.
We were rolling. There was a couple of quick fires there. So, a couple of other key moments in. Anything from like Mando, Book of Boba Fett, Clone Wars, Rebels.
What?
So, we're putting an F-bomb in the show, in the series.
When Ahsoka... cuts half the mask off of Vader's face. Uh-huh. He says, a Jedi would do that. She says, I'm no fucking Jedi.
Or she slashes his mask and he says, fuck is wrong with you? I thought we were in on this together, right? Like long game. Remember that? That one night we hatched the plan.
That's pretty good. We miss key moments though. Like the fucking Empire.
Oh, when Mace Windu dies.
Ah,
that's the big thank you.
But yeah, he's like, search your feelings. I'm your fucking
search
father.
Search your own fucking feelings. That's it.
And that's it.
We are a Star Wars. Please feel free to follow us. We are Star Wars on Facebook and Instagram, and our merry network of other podcasters at thealabamatake.com and the Alabama Take on any social media. May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
We are a Star Wars.